I was born in 1928, was educated, normal elementary schooling, passed my 11 plus in 1939, and was sent to the junior technical school in Bristol. Unfortunately, the war overtook my education, and I had to leave in my family and moved away from Bristol from the bombing to the village of Hawkesbury Upton in the Cotswolds, where we settled then for the rest of the war. I was always interested in aircraft, and my older sister at that time, she had already started working for the Bristol Airplane Company as a sort of secretary there, and she said to me one day, you know, when you leave, why don't you come along and see if you can join in as well? So that I did. I joined, I went along and applied, and I got myself a job as what they call wartime apprentices in those days. I started working at the Bristol Aeroplane Company's satellite workshop at a place called Doddington near Chipping Sodbury, which was opened during the war for carrying out work on service in aircraft parts. It was lovely. It had atmosphere, and I think, you know, that in the war, you know, when you realise that there was danger around, and we were away from sort of danger in a way because Bristol was that far away, it was a camaraderie that came up with people during the war. And of course, there was such a mix of people, because another thing that happened there where people were drawn from the RAF. In fact, my sister married an RAF lad that came out to work in the workshops there. And so there was a good mix. They weren't necessarily local people. They were people from all over, you know. There was a coach who used to travel every day, a small 25-seater coach from Bristol every day to bring people to the factory. And as I say, we had bits that had been taken off or been removed from damaged aircraft of BAC at that time, like the Beaufighter and the Beaufort and the Blenheim. All these aircraft had been damaged in the war, and the bits that were still recoverable, they were brought back and we repaired them. Most of them were from crashed aircraft. Not necessarily badly crashed aircraft, because that would be no good, but aircraft that maybe crash-landed or landed heavy or had been damaged in some other way. So, yes, they could have been war damaged. So we fixed all those up, and, I mean, everything had to be done in an austere way as possible. Like, the first job I ever did was that the bolts that were being taken out, they didn't throw them in the bin, they were rethreaded. And that was my first job at 14, was to rethread bolts.